Michelle Hensley is the artistic director for a theater company called 10,000 Things. It's a professional theater company that brings intelligent and lively theater to places less likely to have professional theater experiences, places like prisons and low-income senior citizen centers, homeless shelters, women's shelters, and rural Minnesota. 10,000 Things makes high-quality theater accessible to people who just don't have easy access to art. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Why is it your mission to bring this high-quality theater to populations that wouldn't get that opportunity?
Well, you know, it's funny. It comes from two places. One is just a sense that when I was back in the 1980s and I was trying to figure out if I wanted to spend my life doing theater, one thing that really struck me is that a lot of the audiences who normally go to theater tend to be people who have a lot of money, have a lot of education, and it was kind of a small segment of who we really are as a country. And so I had the impulse to try taking a play to some folks at a homeless shelter, and they were an awesome audience. And they gave us so much back just in terms of their life perspectives and how they saw the play through the lenses of their lives. And it was just so inspiring to us as artists. I really felt like it was making me a better artist to have more diversity in the audiences that we performed for. And so I just decided I wanted to keep doing it. And over the course of, you know, the past 25 years, the kinds of audiences that we go to have grown so that, you know, each play we do will take it to some senior centers, to a few towns in rural Minnesota. We'll take it to incarcerated people. We'll take it to homeless people. And then we also perform for the general public who pays for their tickets. And we just find that having such diverse audiences respond to the same story really makes the play better.
You talked about going out to prisons and different places. My coworker Dan is sitting here with me here at the office or at the studio, and he said, well, where do they perform their plays when they go to these places?
Yeah, I needed to figure out a way to do theater without a stage, because most of the places we want to go to don't have a stage. So we came up with this really cool way. We just make a circle or a square of chairs about 15 feet across, and the audience sits in those chairs and becomes the edge of the stage. And, you know, we leave all the lights on in the room. We don't have special lighting, obviously. And the principle of our set design is, yeah, but do you want to carry it? So we try to use a really minimal set, but that one is also really engaging to your imagination. And so the thing that really makes it work is having fantastic professional actors. So with every show we do, we get like the best actors in the Twin Cities telling these stories, and then the audience fills in the rest with their imagination. And that's really how I think theater works best in a funny way. It's not about big fancy sets and, you know, special effects. It's really about excellent actors telling a story and the audience using their imaginations to help them tell the story. And so we really, really love doing theater this way. It works really well.
What's it like with all the lights on? How is that experience different for the actors?
It's great, because usually when you think about it, actors can't see the audience. The audience is sitting in a dark house, and then all the bright stage lights are on the actors, so they really can't see who they're talking to. But this way, they really can, and it's very intimate, actually. And so as an actor, you can tell really quickly if audience members are with you or if they're not. And then you can, because you're live in the moment, adjust or change what you're doing to engage them more deeply. And it's the actors who love doing this just find it's really refreshing. Some people have said it reminds them of why they wanted to do theater in the first place, which is to really, really connect with an audience. And so having all of the lights on really helps to do that.
Fascinating. Well, I was going to ask, you've been doing this 60 tours or something like that, I was reading on your website.
Yeah, I think, you know, over the past 25 years, probably done 65 different plays and toured them around, yep.
So you said your audiences really react well to the plays. How are they reacting exactly?
The audience is really different, which makes it really fun. I mean, the way that we have an all-male audience in a male's prison, an all-female audience, you know, in a women's prison, and they react very differently. You know, audiences in different parts of rural Minnesota may react differently. Everyone just reacts according to their own life experience and the conditions that they're in, and it just makes it really fun, and each audience sheds new light on the play.
Right. So I like reading a book. You take your own knowledge about something and you attach it to whatever book you're reading, and that's the way these audience members are, all these different experiences.
Feel those different responses, and it really helps us think about the play in fun ways.
We're talking with Michelle Hensley. She's the artistic director for 10,000 Things Theater, and she and her troupe will bring the play Electra to both Emily and Outing, Minnesota next week. Theater has a power, well, has many, but one of them is that it takes this empty stage or empty room and turns it into an experience, leaving the audience thinking about what they saw, and it changes them in some way. And I'm wondering about the play Electra. It's kind of a complicated Greek myth. Can you break it down for us?
Yeah, it's actually not complicated. It's a pretty simple story.
Okay.
In a funny way. And we actually love going to play, like, this play was written over 2,000 years ago. And yet it still really speaks to what's going on today in our world and what we're struggling with as human beings. And Electra basically is a story of a young woman who's her mother, the queen, has killed her father, the king, out of vengeance and rage. And Electra, this young woman, feels herself filled with the desire for revenge. And so this is really a play that takes a look at that very powerful human instinct for revenge or impulse to revenge. And I think it's something we all, you know, have inside of us at least a little bit. I think every human being can think of a time when they were hurt so much by someone that they just wanted to hurt that person back just as much. Mm-hmm. And the play looks at how we wrestle with those feelings and what are the consequences of acting on them or not acting on them. And it especially thinks about families who have been struggling with a sort of a curse over generations and then have not really been able to shake themselves of some of the harder impulses that we have. So it's a really great play, and there's humor in it, too, which is really nice. There are characters that are fun, as well as, you know, places where we get to look at this, you know, we look around the world right now, and we can see that vengeance is still a pretty powerful force in what is going on, and so it gives us a chance to really look at that and think about it.
And just to remind our listeners, your group is going to be performing Electra at the City Hall in Emily on Monday, October 2nd at 7, and at the Crooked Lake Town Hall in Outing on Tuesday, October 3rd at 3 p.m.
Yeah, and then if people happen to miss that, we'll also be up, I know maybe this is out of your range, but we'll also be up in Reamer and in Longville on Wednesday and Thursday night. So,
that's in our listening area. I'll add that to the web story.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's one in Reamer. I think it's around 5:30 or 6, and then in Longville, I think it's around 7 on Thursday night. So there's lots of chances for folks to come see it, and we really hope they'll come give it a try. The actors are so good, and they'll really take your imagination on a very cool journey.
Oh, it sounds so great. Well, I want to talk to you about one more thing that's sort of non-related to your play. You recently won the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Ivy Awards in Minneapolis. And
I
was watching your acceptance speech, and you talked about the importance of bringing women into roles such as directors and creating well-rounded, real female characters to portray on the stage. How do you see that change, bringing more women into leadership roles and more real, true female characters to the stage? How do you see that impacting society?
Well, I think it can only make us all better. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, and it's certainly not true of all women, but a whole lot of women just have a different way of thinking about hierarchy and power and about wealth and how we share it and about relationships with others. And I know that for me, back in the 1980s, it's really one of the reasons I decided to start my own theater company, because I just felt like I wanted to make a place where I could really live in touch with my values, which are the things you've heard me talking about in 10,000 Things. And I think a lot of women share those values, and as they get positions of leadership, you're going to see those values filter down through the organizations that they lead. And that's just really important to us. Mm-hmm. And let's just face it, that for the past couple thousand years, it's pretty much been men telling our stories and describing how the female characters are. And it's kind of nice to let women do that as well. And you just get a different perspective on things. And a lot of that, I think, can be really healthy.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for all you're doing, Michelle.
Yeah.
And I
hope that folks will come out and see the show. It'd be great I know the Longville area pretty well, and have driven through Emily many times. So it'll be really fun to get a chance to connect with the people who live in your community. We're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And great. Bring this old story, bringing it to life up here in northern Minnesota. And it's something that it sounds like, even though it was written so many years ago,
it's so relevant.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, that's Michelle Hensley. She's the artistic director for 10,000 Things Theater. And she's bringing Electra to Emily, Outing, Reamer, and Longville next week. You can tune to our website for more information about that, as times and places for those. And have a safe journey next week. It's going to be quite a tour.
Thank you. It'll be fun. And it's been really fun talking to you.
Thanks, Michelle. You too. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.